Welcome back to the Omaha Baseball Village. Nick Baugh with you. And Josh Peterson as well, presented by Werner Enterprises. We keep America moving. And by Pella Windows and Doors of Omaha. Inspired design and exceptional detail. You can hit us on the Acadian Grill Scratch Kitchen Hotline, 402-951-1620. Hey, real quick, I'm looking at the radar, because I know some people are obviously concerned. It looks like everything's kind of missing us till about 3 o'clock.
Okay. So that's what, that is, time that's that you're looking at right now is 3.
I paused the radar here because I'm getting my Bill Ramsey on.
There you go. Pull up the sleeves.
It looks like everything's pretty clean. Everything's kind of...
Until about three. So, I mean, theoretically, you know, depending on the pace, if you have a good pace going, you could get two-thirds of the game done. So you're talking about 5-6 innings done by 3 o'clock if you're humming along. Now, if you're not, that's where it's a big concern. And then, you know, if thunder or if lightning is involved, of course, that means a half hour.
Because that looks like just rain at 2. Yes. So that's good, too.
That's good because you can play through rain. You can play through a certain amount of rain. Now, then it reaches a point, you know, where the diminishing returns. And then lightning, that's when you're talking about a half hour until you can start preparing, right? It's not just a half hour until first pitch. It's a half hour until they can remove the tarp.
Yes.
So then they got to get the field ready. So, yeah, depending on what happens today, man, like, I think you and I are kind of on the same wavelength. We think there's going to be – so tomorrow's scheduled to have one game. We think there will be at least two games tomorrow.
That's my guess.
If I had to – now, look, this, I have no information, so please do not take this as the gospel. I'm just guessing, basing on – the past, what's happened around here, and what the weather's supposed to be today. That is my guess.
Totally agree. I'll keep on kind of looking at this radar and see if it changes at all. But at least looking at it, it looks like till about 3, everything's going to hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. Hey, real quick, we don't have to elaborate on this much more. Creighton did have a grad transfer, though. Kelvin Jones from Idaho State, 6'11 kid. And obviously with Martin Crumple's official decision, you're going to need probably one more big. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to need someone else, another big body, because you got Christian Bishop and Jacob Epperson. You'd want to have one more true big to come in. He comes from Idaho State. This is his fourth program, though. So he started at UTEP.
Wow.
Then he went to a JUCO.
Okay.
Then he went to Idaho State, and now he's
at Creighton.
Now, I checked. He has not attempted a 3, so I think he's like a pure big.
Oh, wow. Old school.
Old school. Shouts out to George Mikan.
there wasn't even a 3-point line back then.
but
it was so tiny.
He's an efficient guy, but he also talked to Matt DeMarinis about how I think at UTEP they played a fast pace, so he's like,
so he'll fit. So he
can. He's not like a big ogre out there. Like, I think he can move a little bit. So there you go. I mean, ultimately, at this point, you'd assume he's third on the depth chart, for lack of a better term, behind Epperson and Bishop. But Creighton has added a big.
I got a question for you.
Give it to me.
How many years away is the best version of Nebraska versus Creighton in basketball? Or, like, what the series could end up being. You know what I'm trying to say with Hoiberg and his style and McDermott and his style. So how long
sooner than you think.
Yeah, like what?
Because I think it's on Hoiberg more than anything.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Because Creighton's kind of there.
They're there. So it's Nebraska getting into that sweet spot of where they want to be. Are we talking 2020, 2021?
I think to be safe, I think I would say year 3.
Okay.
So 2021. Time, so, you know, you'll play – they're in Omaha this year, Lincoln. I think the next time Hoiberg brings Nebraska to Omaha, it's on.
Yeah?
See, and that's what's so much fun about those.
I can't wait.
A long time, those games have been like rock fight, grinder
Ugly.
Games.
Yep.
This is going to be not only intense from a rivalry standpoint,
but fun.
But both teams want to fly up and down the floor.
Yeah, there was a lot of points in the game in Lincoln last year.
Yes.
And you figure, you know, that was with a Tim Miles-led offense. Like, what's it going to look like when it's Hoiberg? I mean, you're talking theoretically about both teams in the 80s, maybe even opportunities at 90s.
I'm telling you, I think both teams score north of – when this thing gets rolling, they're both going to be scoring north of 80 to 85.
Dude, that'll be so much. That will just be a blast to watch. It will be a pleasure to watch as a basketball fan. And I think that's one of the most fun things to talk about with the Hoiberg hire. Just like, it's going to be enjoyable to watch. Like, they're not going to win every game, but, man, at least it's going to be fun.
Oh,
it's going to be fun. It's going to be enjoyable. It's going to be a great pace, you know, and it's going to look like more like the NBA than it ever has at Nebraska, in terms of what they're going to try to do.
Because it's weird, you usually think of, like, rivalry games. Most rivalry games end up taking on a grinder type of feel. They just do.
Yeah.
But I really think about the intensity of the rivalry with, like, two teams. Imagine, like, Creighton, outlet, one pass, three, bang. Nebraska takes it out of the net, pushes it, drop back, three, bang. Like, yeah. Those are the kinds of things you're going to be seeing.
You know, like, what was it? Was it Doc? It was like, baseline to baseline. Like, it could actually be like that with that series.
I really, I mean, it will be.
That'll be a good time.
I cannot.
I think people in this state, like, this state does like basketball. I think there's going to be a lot of young kids, though, that really fall in love with the game of basketball over the next few years. And I think it's happened a lot. You know, Creighton's been playing this exciting style for, what, almost a decade now, you know? And there is something to be said for, you know, watching that. And you know, it's like, it's obvious why they've recruited better in-state than Nebraska has. Like, which style is more fun?
Which style's more fun? And there's been, which style's more fun? Which program's won more consistently? Yeah. And then which style is also, like,
Matt gives them freedom.
More. Yes. I mean,
gives
that's
a freedom to do stuff out there on the floor.
I try to tell all those guys all the time. Not that Coach Altman didn't give freedom, but Coach Altman was one of those guys, you had freedom if you were like three guys. Mm-hmm. Other than that, like, if you exercise your freedom, it better work.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Nate Funk had freedom.
Nate Funk had freedom. Those guys
had freedom.
Those guys had freedom. But I try and tell all the Creighton guys, I'm like, listen, you guys don't know how good you got it. You got a coach that lets you just ball.
Yeah.
A coach that is.
Let it fly.
I'm telling you. It is. And that's where all those guys down in Nebraska, too, I'm like, God, you guys got it. You're going to have it so good, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You're going to have it so, so good. All right, do we got to take one?
I believe so.
We got to take one?
Kit Kat?
Let's take a Kit Kat. I heard speaking my language now. All right. We'll continue to monitor the radar.
We'll pull up our sleeves.
Pull up our sleeves. Continue to monitor it here. Again, we're about 2 minutes away from sending it up to John Bishop in the broadcast booth. Get you set for game number one today for the CWS. Louisville-Auburn, then obviously Vandy, Mississippi State is the nightcap. Back after this here on 1620 The Zone.